This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 26. God's Bigger Plan. Our reading comes from Jeremiah 29. This is what the Lord says: When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Our reading today includes a verse that parents and teachers often use to encourage young Christians. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. It's a beautiful promise, but it needs a bit of context. God's words just prior to that verse help us see that God is saying this while his people, the Israelites, are going into exile. So before these hopeful plans go into effect, the people will have to endure 70 years of captivity, and their bright future will hinge on earnestly seeking God, who longs to bring them back. While we endure seasons of suffering, we ask the Lord to deliver us, to bring us out of exile. But often God's answer is that we must wait patiently as we settle into this place for now. God will eventually release us, either through healing in this life or by a compassionate transfer to the next. Sometimes God's plan is for short-lived suffering, and other times God allows us to take a scenic route that builds our perseverance and character. In my case, it's been 6 years of melanoma hanging over my head, but never without hope in God. We can make our plans, but the outcome is in God's hands. Pray with me. Lord, thank you that your ways are higher than our ways. You always keep your promises. We pray that in times of trial, we may trust in your rescue plan. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.